back to episode 44 this week, boys. 44 weeks in
of the No Bad Days podcast.
No Bad Days podcast. That's what we're called. Jordan, I'll go to you first since Johnny's a little distracted here.
Yeah. Yes, I know we're called No Bad Days, but yesterday was a slightly lesser of a good day because okay. We had exams. And so,
oh, yeah. True.
But that one went good today, right?
Yeah. The one I had this morning was actually really good.
So, yeah. Went well.
Let's just come clean to our audience. We gotta just come. We're not gonna lie to the people. We gotta just come clean. We were all done our finals yesterday, and we just were too engaged in the hockey games last night to find it within us to bring the energy on the recording. So
yeah, we figured it'd be easier to bring it today.
So yeah, that's why we. You know, finals week just seemed like the perfect excuse. And yeah.
That's all we got.
So we used it. We can't use it again. We're here on third. Oh, hey, John.
Hey, guys.
What's up? How's it going?
Good.
Where were you?
Good. I was just taking my exam.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So.
Oh, wait. You told them?
Yeah. I came clean that we were just watching TV last night.
Okay. But also, me and you had a shift yesterday.
We did.
We had a shift. We had, 6.5 hour shift? Something like that. 6 hour shift?
6 hour, yeah.
6 hour shift. Banging out a couple essays.
Yeah.
And, you know, just putting words on paper and praying to the Lord that they make sense. And
yeah,
Getting those handed in. And and those weren't due to the end of the week. Yeah. And I feel weird because we finished our semester on Tuesday. Or, no, Monday. Today's Wednesday, but I feel, and we were saying this, I feel like we still have something to do, but we don't, like we're literally done.
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever not put something off till the last day to do it.
Yeah.
Besides the podcast.
Well, other than the podcast is not education.
This is actually next week's episode.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It's not.
Yeah. So I'm glad we came clean. I felt a little guilty.
Yeah.
But it was a well-deserved
6.5 hours of hockey last night.
Yeah. We clocked in for the Toronto game and Oilers game after.
We were in no state to talk though.
No, we were so tired.
We were absorbed into the couch.
Our brains were staring at a laptop for all those hours. And just turned into mashed potatoes. Yeah, so
you just don't understand.
We didn't even talk to each other.
Once you sit on the couch at the Marriott, literally can't get up.
No, it's like a black hole. Like you're done. Like
we probably wouldn't have had anything to talk about.
We actually didn't even talk to each other. Come to think of it, on the couch yesterday,
really,
we just kind of mumbled and drank our water. And
my brain was pretty fried too because I was doing homework all day too.
Yeah, a couple fried eggs on the couch, but that Toronto game yesterday was sick.
Yeah.
Finally, there was a good game.
Yeah.
Not a blowout like the rest of the series have been. But pretty unpredictable first week of NHL playoffs, I'd say.
What shocked you the most?
Pittsburgh. Probably the most shock. Yeah. Either Pittsburgh being up 3-1 or Florida being tied 2-2 with Washington and down in the game that's going on right now.
Right. You think Florida would have pounded them?
I think I picked Florida to go in like five or six games.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it's like between Crosby and Ovechkin, like those guys, like I feel like as long as they're on their teams, like they have a legit shot almost every year.
Actually, Florida has tied the game.
No way.
Yeah.
They were just down 3-0.
Yeah, they were down.
That's it.
That's what we need. We need that. We want the Panthers to win. I think we all picked Florida.
Yeah. Speaking of Florida, has Jumbo got a game in?
Jumbo has not played yet. That's what they're missing.
Okay. He'll still hoist if they win.
That's what they'll get a game.
He'll toss the Shinners on. And
isn't there a requirement to like,
get your name on the cup? You need to play a certain amount of games in the regular season,
which he's done, right?
He played a lot of games, but I think to be like, if you're traded at the deadline, you might not get it. So you have to play at least one game in the final.
Something like that.
That's why Stammer did it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So well,
that makes sense.
He would have been over the games played in the regular season, but there's been other, like I know Shane Knighty doesn't have his name on the cup, but he won it with Boston because he was just under the regular season limit And he didn't play a game in the final, yeah. So I don't think he got his name on it.
And but you get
he
still a ring.
Won it. Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you get a ring for sure. There was a guy
ice on the pinky.
There was a guy back home too. He won it with Pittsburgh, Crosby's first cup.
Yeah,
but he didn't play. He didn't meet the playoff requirements.
Who's that?
Chris Menard.
Oh,
he
never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Now you have.
Right on, Chris.
But yeah, no, he doesn't have his name on the cup, but got a ring.
That's good. It's all him, the right? Only thing is the only thing that mattered. Well, it'd be nice to have your name on the cup. It would kind of suck not getting it on
yeah.
the
cup. You still get the day with it though.
Honestly, yeah, I think I would rather have a ring than get my name on the cup.
No, I'd rather have my name than a ring.
Really?
Yeah.
But like you have the ring.
Yeah, but and your name's on see the cup. Your name's on doesn't that matter, man. Forever.
Your name's on it. Like,
I guess just, when you put it that way, but
it's just too special to pass up.
Yeah. But then when people are like, "Where's your ring?"
The rings are sick.
Like, don't worry about it.
Like, go check the Hockey Hall of Fame, eh?
Yeah.
The okay. rings are sick. I will say that, but. I don't know.
The rings get more creative every year, especially in like the other leagues, like the NBA and the NFL have sick rings when they win.
Yeah, but they're so doesn't big.
MLB have huge ones too.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they rocks. Everyone gets. I think there's one company that does all the four major sports of the rings. It's like Baron Jewelry.
They
or
all
something like
they
that.
All look pretty similar,
but they all go through different designs and
yeah.
There's always like little quirks to them, like certain amount of diamonds for
whatever. Yeah, everything's representative on there.
Yeah, it's a pretty creative process. I've designed a few in my day.
Is that the right context of the word representative? Is that everything on there is representative? Or did I?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, representative of something is what you said.
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, that works.
Right.
That'll yeah. do.
That's I just, okay. you know, don't want to make a boo-boo.
You don't have, you didn't even review your papers the other day. You don't have to review your sentences.
Isn't it kind of funny when you submit a paper and don't like, do a thorough, proofread.
Yeah.
I always
like,
do.
Pretty much until
it is what
actually
it is.
I shouldn't say that. I don't always do, but when it's like a big one, then I always do.
Yeah, these were my
proofreading
final.
Proofreading your own paper is so hard though.
It is hard because yeah. you wrote it.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't have to.
And you're like, no, I'm perfect.
And there's especially no mistakes. Especially like immediately after your brain just went through a 10-mile jog.
Yeah. It's like if I were to go look at my paper I submitted yesterday, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
English? I was lucky. My
fifth grader,
my class, you had to do a peer review of someone else's paper and you had to
annotate
it.
Yeah.
So like, and luckily, the person that did mine went into super nice detail and basically just laid out everything that I needed to fix.
Wrote your paper for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they wrote it too. So, but also that I also don't like it when they try to give you suggestions on how to improve it. And you're like, no.
Yeah, it's like okay, yeah, I have a higher mark than you.
Yeah,
so relax.
Like, hey, can you just like stop?
Just say they're just trying to be a good Samaritan.
Yeah, like they're giving me like marks off for grammar and like yeah. stuff that doesn't matter.
Well, how about in my final presentations for my English class, you have to give you have to like show up to other kids' presentations and you have to give them a grade out of 10. And I'm just like, I filled out all the papers before like the presentations even started. Yeah. So I would just sit there during class, but I just gave everyone a 10 and said, good job. And then then like the teacher hands you the feedback from the class. And like, I'm getting like eights and nines. Cause people like, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like come on. Like, let's not
you go
do
to
that.
Them, like, I gave you a 10.
Let's not pretend that
like,
you paid attention.
Deserve a 4, but I gave you a 10.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Like when you're doing a presentation, you know that not one person other than the teacher is paying attention.
1000%. I'm on my phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And then they also say like the teacher's like, oh, like that's rude to the student. It's like, well, no, because if someone's on their phone during my presentation, like I'd rather that. I'd rather them not look
yeah.
at me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm actually trying to help them out by going on Instagram in the middle of their presentation.
Yeah. Tag them in a story or something.
Yeah. No, sure. Why not?
Get them a couple followers.
Yeah. Hook them up. Right. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So it's all about, you know, supporting each other, but like not too much.
Yeah. No, I've never understood that. It's like, they don't need my undivided attention. They'd actually rather if I didn't even look at them.
Undivided. Nice word.
Yeah.
Perfect. You're buzzing today.
The brain is back on.
Yeah. Flip that switch back on.
You wouldn't have gotten these words out of me yesterday.
No, yesterday.
Except I put them all on my paper.
Yesterday, we would have been just strictly three letter words.
Yeah. The
can.
Hat, cat. Rat, smack, that's 4, but whatever.
No, that's 5. SMACK.
That's not Nancy. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah,
10
okay.
minutes of talking, 10 minutes of talking and the brain's
and
playing.
The brain there it goes. It I guess it needed a real big rest from yesterday.
Yeah.
But congratulations to us three for finishing the school year.
Hey, boys, and congrats to yous two on, yous two. Oh, my God. But on finishing university.
Thank you. Yeah.
Congrats. We are
3 days. Quick handshake. 3 days till we walk, walk across the stage.
It's not yeah. over till that, till we walk across the stage and get that fake diploma.
Yeah, just that piece of paper you've been working towards. Should we tailgate?
I don't know how it's going to work. I think we're going to be pretty busy all day. I have a feeling.
I'll tailgate. I'll take one of your cars.
I feel like we're going to be so dead by the time we like get to dinner.
Yeah.
It depends on how the day goes.
You guys are going to be gassed after sitting
through that. Because Dave wants to have mimosas in the morning.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that.
Mimosas?
The problem is if you like start, if you drink like a little bit and then you stop for a little while, then you get tired after.
Yeah, you get the midday hangover.
Yeah, especially with everyone's parents being in town on Friday night. I'm sure there's going to be something going on. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, mine are here tomorrow night. So.
Oh, yours come up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. When's your brother come here?
Tomorrow, too.
Oh, nice.
At like 2:30 or 4.
Is John coming for some Marriott couch talk?
Oh, they got. Yeah. Did they stay in Airbnb? Or is John staying here?
He'll probably stay here, but he has a room there.
We got an extra room. My roommates are gone. You can just stay in their room.
I've already got an air mattress in my closet there. It's a single.
Tom will make them eggs in the morning.
Yeah. You might end up staying here.
Oh, looks like I'm excited for everyone's parents. I don't think we've had everyone's parent. I mean, obviously, Johnny, your parents aren't coming because why would they?
Yeah, that would make no sense.
But I don't think we've had every single parent together yet.
No, not yet.
At the games.
No,
because there's always one. Yeah, no. Batesy's parents weren't there.
Okay. Or like it would just be Yelly's dad.
You know what? One day, boys.
One day.
We'll have like a hockey guy Christmas party and then company Christmas party, right? So
yeah, so family friends.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Family friends. Fly a fan out.
What are you most looking forward to for the summer? You're big. You like being at home. Like you obviously, I think we all like being at home.
Yeah. Like it is like the first like couple of weeks when your home is so nice that you're just chilling. You're in your own room again. You don't have to worry about food and all that and all that jazz. And you kind of get, I don't know, see your hometown friends again too. And you go back to like your whatever routine you have in the summer. And it's also summer, so like it's awesome.
It just makes it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still winter here, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yesterday was nice.
First nice day of yesterday, and Johnny and I spent the whole day inside doing nothing.
Yeah, and then today, when we have literally nothing to do all day, it's like a shower outside. So.
Thunder shower, lightning.
Actually, the lightning was so bad, it shook the house. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
The thunder, you mean?
Yeah.
Today was kind of a sad day. Today was kind of a sad day too because we had to take all the wall decorations down and start cleaning the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marty started the
Marty led the charge.
The deep clean commenced scrubbing today. We put in a five-hour shift.
Literally scrubbing the walls.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how many spider webs we had in this house until I started mopping the walls.
Yeah.
There must be quite a few spiders around.
It's literally I'm like sure 3 years creepy crawling. Of like
crap.
Of doing like a 20% clean.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like we've never done 100%.
We've never clean. Dusted no. before.
That was literally 100%. Mm-hmm. That was full.
And that was only the kitchen.
Yeah. We'll slowly make our way through the house. Eventually we'll get done with everything. You guys are lucky, Johnny, because you guys are staying there obviously, but next year you'll be actually no, because the new guy will be moving in next year.
Yeah. No. Johnny will be lucky. You won't have to
clean. I don't have to do anything next year. I'm the only senior in the house.
Yeah. You'll just move right on out of your room.
Johnny was awesome today. He was a boy. Super big help. He had like, how many couch naps did you have today?
Just one.
No.
Yeah. Just one when you guys were cooking dinner.
No, you slept while we were cleaning too.
No, I was laying on my side. I wasn't sleeping. Oh, and I vacuumed sleeping. Today.
Yeah, he picked up the vacuum.
I'm not saying that you didn't help. I'm just saying when I looked over at you, I was sitting on the couch. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you were with me.
But I wasn't. I thought you were sleeping.
No, I didn't. I was on TikTok. I absolutely drained my battery today.
Lots of TikTok hours.
Yeah, I logged quite a few hours on my phone while you guys were busting your humps.
Busting our rumps. I think I'm gonna be sore tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, working up a sweat, cleaning the house. Then I picked up a vacuum for 15 minutes, and then that was about it.
What do you guys, what's your guys' opinion on walking the stage at graduation?
What do you mean?
I don't think, I mean, if my parents weren't coming, I probably would, like, just having to sit there and, like, go across the stage for, like, literally 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Seems like a big.
I think the biggest issue is sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, if they could just, like, hurry it up, like, you know, you don't really need all this like inspirational stuff. And it's like one, you know, once jacket, always a yellow, like, you know, you don't really need that.
We already like did all the hard work. So it's like,
yeah,
there's no need to like motivate us.
I think like everyone should just assemble. And then once everyone gets like settled in their seat, then you just start rounding off names. Like, yeah. let's go. And then at the end, it's like, hey, great job, everyone. Really proud of you. See you later. That's it.
They'll probably talk about the seniors because of COVID, like for the 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you guys absolutely battled. Kind of like at the athletic banquet.
Meanwhile, everyone freaking probably benefited from COVID.
Oh, yeah.
At least in a school sense.
Getting a degree in Google search.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Copy and paste university.
Just made it a lot easier going on online, I think, for most people. Probably not the same for everyone, but.
Oh no, I'm so happy I was online.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah. I'd rather have online. Like, I miss the social aspect of it and like seeing the boys around campus. But like online exams, online quizzes, online tests, all that, unreal. And if like you didn't want to go to class, be like, oh, something's wrong with my computer, like blah blah blah. And then,
well,
that's it.
Yeah, see, it's a lot easier to make excuses when you're online.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is not good.
Yeah.
Because we're good at that.
Like, if you don't show up to class, you can't be like, something wrong with my feet. You know?
Yeah, because my dog ate my homework.
My dog ate my feet.
Like, everything's on my dog right literally now. Ate my feet.
I don't have feet right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting new ones tomorrow.
I'll be in class next week. They'll grow back.
Yeah.
I'm like a chameleon.
Think you'll miss school?
No.
No? I don't think I will.
I'll miss being here with you guys, but I won't miss the school part.
That's the biggest thing, is the social aspect.
Just think how bored some of those days were.
I know.
When we were just playing hockey.
What, like J-term?
No. J-term and when we were like in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
Like without school, true. It's going to be like kind of weird.
You're going to have to find something to fill your time.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if we keep chipping away on the old ice sheet.
Yeah, you guys are, you know, you went from student athlete to pro athlete now. So,
yeah,
you know, just now you got to focus on is fine tuning that body.
Maybe we'll just do TikTok a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, maybe like 4 to 7 videos per day.
You can make Lawson like even more happy.
Yeah.
There you go.
One viral video a week. That should do.
A couple schmill views and
call
it a day. A
couple schmilly.
Tip your cap.
Tip the old cap.
The old caparuno.
Speaking of that cap, what was the IUAP thing this week?
It was your turn because Marty had it last week and I had it the week before.
Yeah, but I don't have to do it, I thought.
Who the hell said that?
I thought that's what they said in their email because I always have to read the emails and you guys don't, so they said I get like a week off.
You always have to read the email when you want to tell us, because me and Marty were under the impression that you were reading it this week.
Phone was dead for a week straight. I haven't been on it.
Got mine back from the shop.
Basically, they just said that they had a couple things to say. Actually, it was more of a congratulations email to us
just
for finishing
Marty.
School they said like congratulations to Marty and Taver, but not Johnny, just because you haven't finished yet.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sure you'll
true.
Finish one day. So
yeah, one day.
I
was in first year for 4 years.
So. Yeah, so they said that they were proud of us, and now we can start to assume like more hands-on positions in the government.
Okay.
Yeah. And
like which government?
The Canadian one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, they have a pretty big pull in the Canadian government, so.
Yeah. IUAP is huge in Manitoba.
Yeah, like there's just like they have like 15 or 20 seats in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, so we can sway the vote that way, and Marty and I will probably be at the helm of that.
Okay, I'll be sending you guys some suggestions.
Yeah,
we'll be at the helm.
Yeah, we'll be mad in the shit on that one. And they also baton said,
waivers over there.
Yeah.
That they've been disappointed in us because we haven't been watching as much TV lately for whatever reason. I can't think of any why we haven't.
Yeah.
We've been just watching hockey. So we're behind on a few shows. We haven't watched new Ozark. We haven't watched the new season of Survivor.
Yep.
And the Kardashians.
Kardashian show we haven't caught up on. So they said they're pretty disappointed because we don't have as much opinions about that kind of stuff to talk about on the show. So they said we need to kind of pick that up a little bit.
Yeah. I kind of want to. Yeah, we started Ozark, and then after we watched two episodes, three.
Then the playoffs started, though.
Yeah, so it's priorities,
they
right?
See, the UAP doesn't really understand the whole playoff thing. They're not
they aren't big on
they're hockey. They're not hockey guys.
No, they just they don't mess around with that. They're more just like strictly business and TV shows and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, hey, you know, at the end of the day, whatever floats your boat, but, you know, we'll try to get them on board.
Yeah.
I think that's something that you two could bring to the table for the Canadian government next year.
Once we get in the Canadian government, we'll be, we'll definitely be bringing that to the attention that everyone needs to start doing that.
No, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, good for you guys for doing that.
Yeah. And they got, they actually got new office materials this week.
Like staplers and hole punchers and stuff.
Yeah, we went to, sharpener. Yeah. Actually, I did like a personal brand deal with Staples, so we got a bunch of deals on it, like 5% off certain things.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get the 3-hole punch, not the single.
No, we got too hard. Yeah, no, we got the 3-hole punch
and the water.
Yeah,
yeah,
we got both actually.
You gotta make sure it could go at least like 50 pages.
I think we got like 3% off on the 3-hole and then 5 on the single hole. So
okay,
yeah,
I guess those come in handy. Like say the 3-hole, like, you know, acts up a little bit and you just gotta fix it, you go single,
yeah,
right in the middle,
a single punch.
Yeah,
it's done.
How many like when you guys go shopping, what's like a percent discount that you like normally pull the trigger on a purchase? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what's a discount that you see that you're like, okay, now it's worth for me?
I think like 15 to 20.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Like if it's like a pricey, like a real pricey item, if it's above 50, then I'll be like, yeah.
If I think it's over.
But that's like real pricey.
Yeah.
I think if it's over 25% or 25% or over.
Yeah.
I think I'm definitely more likely to pull the trigger on it.
Mm-hmm. No.
If it's under, I'm like, well, tax.
And at the end of the day, like everything helps, right?
Well, that's anyway, what I'm saying, right?
If you really want it, you get it for 15-20% off. Why wouldn't you, right?
I think you might as well at that point.
Yeah. You're there.
Yeah.
It's like looking at we got to get the negotiating skills down a little bit.
Yeah. Imagine if you could negotiate at like stores like that.
Just bargaining all the time. Yeah, the lines would be out the door though, because everyone would be like having a full-blown 20-minute conversation.
All right, I'll give you the rest of this Dasani. Pay half price.
Yeah, I've got this coupon to Giant Tiger.
Yeah, I'll give you this
6% off.
I'll give you the shoelace in my pocket if you give me a discount on that.
She's like, oh yeah,
sure, okay. Yeah. Oh. Well, and I have the car from Monopoly, so all yours. Just give me these Nikes.
Speaking of Monopoly, did you guys see that? I don't know. I was trying to make something up. No, I can't.
Oh, actually.
We did get a nice Monopoly set, though.
Yeah, we got a nice custom-made Hockey Guys Edition Monopoly set, which is pretty cool. We should definitely probably play that before we go.
Yeah, I would agree.
I was going to ask you guys. I saw Barstool posted Apple is officially discontinuing the iPod. And I wanted to ask you guys, because I remember mine.
Yeah.
What was the first song you guys ever had on your first iPod when you were younger? Dude, you guys remember?
No.
Probably a country song.
I had like an iPod Nano, the one that like clipped onto your belt buckle. You know what I'm talking about? The little tiny one.
Yeah.
And then you could.
Oh, isn't that the shuffle?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was
the shuffle where it has no screen.
No screen, just the
buttons. That's the shuffle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. And then it was just a crapshoot. You know?
Yeah.
The only thing you had was shuffle, and it was just whatever song comes on. And you had to plug your headphones into it. Like,
I'm praying for the best.
Mine was the Nano.
I'm pretty upset that they're discontinuing the iPod.
Well, it's kind of a waste, right? It's an iPhone that can't make phone calls.
Yeah, well,
it's so just why would you want that?
Yeah,
it's just disappointing.
Just get an iPhone. They're like the same price.
Just Apple is just always finding a way for people just to have to change their products.
So you guys really don't remember the first song you ever downloaded?
No, no, I'm not that sentimental with music.
Yeah, I don't really fall in love with music like you do.
I feel like we should ask him if he remembers.
No, let's not ask him.
No, don't.
Okay, what is it?
It was Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
Nice. Did it have a music video?
No, it was just a song.
When would you listen to your iPod?
When?
Yeah.
Whenever I could.
Obviously. But like,
would you shut your door in your room and blast music?
Yeah, like, were you that kind of guy?
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't like one of those like stereotypical like in the TV like kids that like listen to music in their room. Like, I went and either played outside or I was playing hockey. I would sometimes bring it to school and listen to it.
In class?
No.
At lunch?
Can't get away with that in elementary school.
No.
Yeah, elementary.
Yeah.
Elementary school is just a bloodbath, man. You couldn't get away with anything there.
No, not a chance, man.
No, you can't even like pass notes in class. You can't wear a hat.
They treat you like such a kid. Yeah, and then they tell you, the biggest burger I ever got told in elementary school was, they said, when you get to high school, if you miss a day of school, that's like missing a week of school here.
Oh,
it's like
classic lie.
Okay. Not even close. That's not even like relevant in university. Like
I'll still color.
Yeah. That, like, don't worry.
That we'll lie is all
outside the lines.
We'll get that assignment done.
That lie is always passed on to us, because when you get to high school, they're like, if you miss a day of university, it's like missing 5 weeks of class here.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
It's like
missing one day.
Yeah.
It's like
missing one day is actually like missing one day.
Honestly, it's probably missing less, because the class times in college are less than they are in the high school. So
yeah, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
It's like really?
Yeah. No, you can definitely get away with it.
Like, come on here. You guys want to do some fan questions? We got quite a few today.
Yeah.
So I put up a story nice and early.
Oh yeah. Prepared.
Prepared. All right, here we go.
Hey guys, hope you're having a great day. My question would be, like, what's one surprising fact about the group that no one really knows about? Could be like who the loudest person is, the quietest, like something like that. Yeah, much love from Toronto.
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 Oh, Toronto. Okay.
Okay, who's the loudest and who's the quietest?
No, it was just like one surprising fact that not anyone would really
know. Well, Yelly's the loudest.
And Lawson's the quietest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get that out of the way. Yeah. A surprising fact. I think the most surprise, because this shocked me, was that Batesy, he's not like fluent, but like he knows sign language.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. Because I remember he was on
a cool fact.
He was on FaceTime with the person that he knows is deaf.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget how like their relationship. I think
it's a family friend or something.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. And we're at the shack, and he put his they were on FaceTime, and he put his phone between his knees, and he's like signing. I'm looking over, I'm like, what the hell's he doing? I'm like, and then he told me, he's like, yeah, no, I know signing. I'm like, oh my god, like I had no idea.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty cool. Actually.
That's a good skill to have too.
That is a sex skill, very to, good have, skill actually. To have.
Very underrated skill to have.
Like, imagine you could just bust out sign language.
Well, yeah, but it's just like
it's just cool
for whenever you encounter something like that, you can handle yourself properly instead of like feeling awkward in the situation.
1000%.
Because as awkward as you feel, the person that's deaf probably feels just as awkward. So having that skill would be crazy.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
That is a good skill.
So yeah, I think that's the most surprising, one of the most surprising things about our group.
Definitely.
I would agree.
Defiantly.
Would you guys say Cuddy's not the quietest one?
Lawson's more quiet than Cuddy.
You think so? I think they're both pretty quiet.
I think Loss is just an observer.
Yeah, he likes to listen.
Yeah.
He's very good at, when he first started doing stuff on camera, he was like very shy.
Yeah.
And now he's more shy in person than he is on camera, because he's gotten used to, well, he's not shy. Like, he's very, if you introduce yourself to him or he introduces yourself, he can hold a conversation. Like, he's not shy way.
He's like, he's an adult. Like, he could talk to people. It's not that. It's right, just he's not.
He's not like loud and like,
yeah, he's not. Oh, I wouldn't call him like outgoing.
No, but he can definitely like hold his own. He's not like, he's like very not shy.
Yeah. Like, he's not going to strike up a conversation with a rando.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
had to write a book by tomorrow, what would you write about?
Oh, I'd be screwed.
About to by write tomorrow, a book.
Yeah.
A deadline.
Yeah. No, another thanks. Deadline.
Yeah. We're done with deadlines.
Yeah.
Summer.
I would write an absolute just random story that I would make up as I would write it. So that way I could just spew out as much information as I could.
I'd probably try my best to recall something that someone told me one time and just spew it out on paper.
Yeah. 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 I don't even know what I would write about.
Yeah.
I can't even like think of something potentially cool.
Doesn't even have the potential to be cool.
No,
not even a little nothing. Bit.
Hey guys, hope you're doing good. Hope you're having a good night. Hope you guys are excited for graduation. It's amazing. Congratulations. My question is, what is everyone's summer plans?
Oh, I don't think everyone quite knows what the summer plans are. I think we have some activities planned out to see each other during the summer.
Yeah, we'll definitely be getting together.
And then I think each individual guy is just kind of starting their new, well, the graduating guys are starting their new path towards what they want to do.
Yeah.
And obviously Johnny will be back here. So he's.
Yeah, no, I'm same old.
Same old John.
Yeah, same old John.
So yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to answer.
I'm actually going to my first wedding of like a friend. So I'm excited for
first
that.
Non-family wedding.
Yeah.
So that's you can cool. really get after so I can it. Really
send
one.
It. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been to one of those yet. I'm looking forward to going to Johnny's.
You'd be first.
Yes. I would be first. Yep. That's okay though. You guys can come.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Hey guys, who on the team would you not let date your daughter? And then a follow-up question is, who on the team would you prefer to date your daughter? Thanks, bye.
Ooh, juicy.
That is a loaded question.
I don't know.
Would I want to date my daughter?
Probably
Cappy or Yelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart, intuitive, genuine.
Seeing how Yelly treats his girlfriend, I'd definitely let him date my daughter.
And seeing how Dave has treated his past girlfriends, like,
yeah,
he's a good guy. Yeah, those are two really good guys.
Two really good guys.
Not to say like the other guys aren't good guys. Yeah. It's just
like you ask, like, who would I want?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Probably Dave.
Yeah,
that's who I would want.
Yeah, and then like to go, just I don't think I could answer then not date them because I already answer who I would let. So like I don't need to answer who I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be able to pick someone.
Yeah, I would let anyone.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would let anyone date my daughter.
Just shoot her right.
If I were to pick,
yeah,
then I have my pick.
I'll just see like I don't think. I could have the decision to let my daughter date someone. It's up to her.
Fair.
You know?
Didn't think of it like that.
You could voice your opinion, but, you know, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, she's going to live and learn her own way.
Yeah.
I could have, like you said, I could have my opinions on it, but.
Sure.
You know, people don't really listen to me anyway, so I don't think.
Are you going to be a tough dad when you grow up and have, like, if you have a daughter? Are you going to be like a.
Like a hardo?
Yeah, like when she brings a guy over for the first time or something.
I don't know. Sometimes my sister, I have a sister, obviously. And then, I used to be, it's not like I'm not anymore, but I used to give my sister a hard time.
Yeah.
Which was more like just for fun than anything.
Yeah.
My sister's never brought a guy home, but like if she does, she's like, what's up? Like, I don't know. What's up, baby?
Yeah, it's like, easy to say that you'd be super tough, but then when it actually happens, I think we're all just too nice.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do? Grill a guy you've never met?
What am I even going to ask you?
Yeah, it's like, whatever.
So how was your day, bud?
You know, obviously, like, if something happens, then you could, like, you know, step up to the plate, but...
Den of Thieves style, where he brings the...
In the garage, and they're all, like, doing bench press. And
it's all
like
the hockey guys in the garage. We're doing one of Lawson's workouts.
That would be, like, the least scary thing for anyone to ever...
We're doing the Renegade.
The guy goes home and is like, her brother brought me in the garage, and they're all doing plyometrics.
One guy was doing the Renegade.
Her dad brought me in the garage, and they were filming a lip sync to Taylor Swift, I'm Feeling 22. So I wasn't really worried.
Yeah. Some guy was doing Heartbreak Anniversary in there, and it's just, I was laughing.
And then I decided I didn't want to date his daughter anymore because this guy's a loser.
G'day, guys. I hope you
are
all having a super wonderful day today. I was just interested to know what your fave
teams are obviously NHL, but also NFL and NBA. Also curious to know if you've ever watched a rugby league or an AFL game. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Okay.
Never watched a rugby.
Good day. I've seen highlights like on Instagram or TikTok, but I've never actually like sat down and watched.
I used to play rugby in high school.
Is it fun?
It's insanely fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just run around.
Honestly, like probably my third favorite sport I've ever played behind hockey and golf.
Really?
Yeah.
Football was fun when I
played. I never played football.
I played football. I was a running back.
I hated baseball.
I hated going to practice.
Yeah.
I think rugby's more entertaining than football just because it's like nonstop action. Like there's no real whistles unless he goes out of bounds.
That's my biggest issue with football is like it's literally 10 minutes in between a 30-second play. Right. If that 30 seconds would be a long play.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, like let's go. And then you know, watch like a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial and you're like, okay, come on, come on. And then, but our favorite teams, like, mine's, Habs and the Leafs and for hockey. And then NFL, I don't really have one, so I don't watch the NFL. And then NBA, if I had to pick, it would just be the Raptors, even though I don't watch basketball.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Raptors for NBA. Actually, you know what? Who are the Timberwolves playing?
They were playing Memphis.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Memphis just because they had that Ja Morant guy.
Yeah, he was sick.
And he was nasty to watch when we were watching the Timberwolves for a bit. And then NHL, I'll go Toronto. Have to.
They suck.
And then
not NFL, Winnipeg?
No, there. I can't deal with them after this year.
Okay.
Winnipeg lost some fans this year.
Yeah. Okay. And then NFL, we'll go with Kansas.
Sure. Kansas City.
Yeah.
What about you, Tev?
NHL, I'm a Sens fan. I hate the Leafs. Although I think the Leafs players are nasty and I love watching them.
Yeah, they're gross.
But I just hope that their players I hope their players do well, but I hope they lose. That's kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
That
contradicts itself like pretty hard.
Well, no, like I mean individually well.
You just want individual awards, no cup?
Well, it's not my team.
Okay.
Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I love seeing Austin Matthews play. I think he's unreal, but he's going to Arizona in like 2 years anyway. My NFL team, I'm going with the Vikings because I've been to a couple games, and NBA, I could care less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Actually, I couldn't care less.
Yeah. Got it.
So if I had to pick, it would be the Raptors, but.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Go wrap.
Hi, guys. My question for you is, if you guys could each have one superpower, what would it be and why? I hope you guys have a great rest of your night, and good luck to any finals that you have coming up the next couple days.
Oh, we're done with those.
We are donezo.
Finito.
Did she ask what superpower we'd want to have or one we wouldn't want to have?
Want to have? Yeah. I think I would go with flying, save on flights.
That's a good point.
Save on airfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very, very financial decision. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with flying too, just because like travel's so expensive.
Yeah.
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 You
can agree more.
Okay. Yeah. We're all going to fly.
Imagine you're just hungry. Like I'm going to fly on down the street to Jimmy John's.
I would just fly to the border, give them my passport, walk across, and then fly wherever I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can fly wherever.
Hey, you're doing it legally, right?
Yeah. No gas.
I'd let myself keep all the air miles too. Like if I needed to fly on a plane, even though I wouldn't.
Yeah. You'd buy the ticket to get the air miles and then you'd fly yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Like, do you get like tired if you fly? Like the Superman, like a tired?
God, no.
Like he's not doing anything in the air.
No, must have pretty good core strength hours. Though.
Yeah, because you're holding like that position.
There's no
you got to lead with your fists everywhere you go.
There's no way that you wouldn't. I think you would get tired just because, like,
just a little fatigue. You could probably take a nap.
You're not flying around like dead fish, like
just like a body,
like sleeping. Yeah,
you're just dead weight in the air.
You could sleep fly.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you could sleep walk, you can't. no reason why you can't sleep flying.
Exactly.
Right?
Just a little nap.
Can you imagine though? Like excellent you're point. Sleeping in your bed, you wake up and you're like in like Brazil. You're like, what you're the flying? Hell?
Yeah,
Not again. I gotta close my window.
You overshot it. Yeah. You were trying to fly to Florida. Yeah. You went to Brazil.
You're like, oh,
damn
no.
It. Woke up in what Rio. If you like ran into a flock of birds though? That would be my only concern.
Well, you fly higher than the birds or it's lower.
That's a good point. You could right? always do that.
Just buzz around.
Yeah.
Wouldn't need a car.
Hey guys, Emily, and my question for you guys this week is, who is your favorite outside of hockey professional sports team, like baseball, football, basketball, any other favorite sports team you guys root for besides NHL? And stay cool outside, guys. It's supposed to get hot, but sending much love from Illinois. Love you guys, love you too, especially you Pacer. Peace out.
Oh,
Emily, I love you too. Aww. Thank you.
Favorite sports team other than hockey?
Yeah, like, oh, I, you know what, I like watching the Blue Jays in the playoffs.
Honestly, I agree on
yeah.
that.
Like, I got baseball regular season, like, I'm not gonna pay too much attention. I'll go to a Jays game, but when it comes playoff time, if they're in
back
it
back when they had that actually super sick. Team like,
oh yeah,
4 years ago with Donaldson,
Batista, and Encarnacion, yeah. Price, those guys were sick.
Yeah, Stroman.
And they're starting to get a good team again.
And who's the catcher?
Oh, Russ Martin. Yeah. He was nasty.
That's when I watched him a lot, actually.
Yeah. And who was the one knuckleball pitcher, the R.A. Dickey?
R.A. Dickey, yeah.
Yeah. That was sick.
Yeah, I'd go football, I think.
Really?
In the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch football.
Who's your team again?
Vikings. Yeah, they don't make the playoffs that often.
Skol Vikings.
Skol Vikings, whatever the words are.
Hi, guys. So this is actually a question I asked Johnny during the Chicago meet and greet, but it's one of my favorites, so I wanted to bring it back for all you guys on the pod. Okay, the question is, if your day was a color, what color would today be? Thank you, guys.
Gray.
Yeah, today would be black.
It's just like every day in
Superior.
No,
it's a shade. Yeah, it would be... some gross vomit green.
Yeah, I think when I answered that question in Chicago, I think I said blue.
Yeah, because you were bright, happy.
Sky's
no,
blue.
That'd be yellow.
Oh.
Bright and happy.
Oh, okay.
No, just happy. You go lucky.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's blue?
I don't know.
Just whatever you were feeling.
And yeah, I was just like, yeah, it's blue.
It's blue.
It's blue.
Yeah, so gross vomit green works.
Here,
when
yeah,
it rains
yeah, yeah.
When thunderstorms and lightning for 7 hours.
And it rains cats and dogs outside.
Hey, guys, I asked this before, but I was just wondering. I'm an educator who works with kids that are pretty athletic, and they are looking to go to D1, D3 schools for different sports. What was the deciding factor for you guys on what school you chose?
I think one thing you should look at is the history of the program, I guess. And if you are paying for school, then the cost of tuition and living in the area. And then if you're getting a scholarship, the details of the scholarship.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. And like if for athletics, like how well they move their players, like develop their players and move them on and up and coaching.
Yeah,
I would say picking a place where you think you're going to have the most individual success as well is important.
1000%.
Because like a lot of situations, you can try to go to a school that's known to be like really good, but you might not get as much opportunity for yourself there, which can end up hurting you in the long run. But at the same time, if you have the opportunity, then it's kind of like a pros and cons list.
Yeah. You got to go where you're going to play.
Yeah.
That's at the end of the day.
And
like even if that makes going to a crappier team. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want to say crappier, but like Hello. not as good of a team.
Yeah.
You got to go where you're going to play.
And facilities and stuff like that also make a big difference. Yeah. I feel like
1000%.
So that would be my answer, but good luck to your students. Sure, they're gonna do great.
Hi guys, so I hope you're all having a great week. Congrats to you guys who graduated. I'm very happy for you guys, very proud. My question is,
What is a recent favorite song that you guys have been listening to, and what's a song that you recommend the listeners to listen to? Yeah, thank you guys. Love you.
My most recent song that I've been playing every day in my car is Something to Prove by Lil Baby.
I'm not even kidding. You got something to prove, eh, bud?
Literally, these past three mornings when I've gotten in my car, Something to Prove. 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Bussing down.
Yeah, actually.
Bussing down Tower Ave.
Let me see what I've been buzzing.
I've been listening to Knife Talk by Drake.
Yeah. Knife Talk's huge.
What's the new country songs you and Yelly have been listening to, though?
Oh, Zach Bryan. Yeah. Something in the Orange and From Austin.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah. I would recommend, if you don't like rap and you like I don't know, it's kind of country. Slow country. Zach Bryan, Something in the Orange, and From Austin.
Yeah.
Highly recommend those two.
For country, I've been buzzing Boots by Hardy.
Yeah. You played that like four times at Boots, Darty.
Or Cold as You by Luke Combs. That's a shaker. And then rap, R&B, Knife Talk by Drake or Let It Go by DJ Khaled and the Biebs.
Let it go.
Almost.
Okay. My girlfriend Natalie has a question that she texted to me, and it is, I was wondering if anyone was putting anything on their caps or wearing anything that has sentimental meaning on our caps and gowns. I guess it would only be to you if you're gonna like decorate your cap.
I don't think I'm gonna decorate my cap. One thing I was thinking about doing is wearing my grandpa gave me a tie that has like my Scotland family tartan
mm-hmm.
on it. So I was thinking about wearing that, but I don't know if I'm wearing a tie. So if I do, I will probably end up wearing that. Yeah. But if I don't, then, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't think I'm going to decorate my cap, though. I don't have the time or the want or the need to do that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to either.
I'm not creative. I'd probably just put like a T on there and be like Troy.
Yeah. And when I graduate, I'm probably gonna do nothing because I don't think that's like means anything. So no, I'm kidding.
Well, no, you're just not creative enough.
I'm just not gonna go through the trouble of decorating my cap.
especially because like once we throw our caps in the air, then they're all gonna get messed up, and then
you're like, mine's the one with the T on it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the only reason why I would think about doing something like that, but yeah. I don't know. I never felt the need to do that.
Just grab another one.
You're going to keep yours on.
I'm just going to keep mine on.
I'm going to glue mine to my head. I wonder if mine fits because I got such a big melon. I wonder if one size fits all is true.
Should we wear it all night after we graduate? Wear our caps?
We might have to.
That would be hilarious.
Except for it makes your forehead look so weird.
Yeah, I know.
Because it goes to a V.
Yeah, it goes into a V. So it looks like you have an unreal hairline, but like too much of an unreal hairline.
Yeah. You got the vampire hairline.
Yeah, literally. Anyways, anything else you guys got for this week? Or
I think we got some hockey to watch.
I think so, too. All right. Well, that wraps up episode number 44 of the No Bad Days podcast. Thanks, as always, for tuning in.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Don't forget to download.
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 Thank you all for listening. See ya later.